Amen. Okay, brothers, so with the remainder, an hour or a little bit more, I'd like to get on with this burden of a program. And I would even say, I'd like to suggest, as a start, a 10-year program. 10-year program. To read through not all the life studies, especially if we do two a week, which is what we're going to suggest, but about half of it. There are a total of 1984 life studies. And to finish all of them, two a week, would be roughly a 19 and a half year endeavor, or 20 years. So half of that would be 10 years. And we're talking about finishing the 9 or 10 recommended books by Brother Lee himself. He said that if you couldn't read the others, at least you must read these. Okay? So they're as follows. And I say this now a bit according to the order of when he released them. Turn with me to this last page. You see the last page? All right. Here you will see the book. It says sequence of release by year. You will see here. So, well, let's just start from the top. So Genesis is one. You can mark that. Genesis is one, given over a four-year period, 120 messages. Romans, for sure, is what we're going to start in January 2017. That's 74, 69 messages. Then John, for sure, 1975 spring, 51 messages. Hebrews, this is like classic. Hebrews Life Study is the classic of the classic, 1975 and 69 messages. Revelation, for sure, 1976. By the way, that I think is the first training in Ball Road, where we crammed 4,000 plus saints. I cannot forget that one. 68 messages. Matthew is another one that is important, given 72 messages. When it says 74, you know, 77, 74? 74 is when Brother Lee gave a training in the LA Convention Center on the kingdom. Today you'll find a purple book called The Kingdom. That's given then. And a lot of them, that was drawn from the book of Matthew, of course. Ephesians, definitely, 1978 and 72, 97 messages. Can you believe that was given right at the time of our first rebellion? I mean, Brother Lee's like, his head is like flint. Nothing would bother him in this matter of the ministry of the word. It's unbelievable. Okay, next, Exodus, definitely. The other Old Testament book that we will read that is important. 185 messages. Then Colossians, definitely. Galatians, definitely, both 79. And Philippians, 1980, where he really got into the matter of living Christ. 62 messages, and that's it. If we would just read that many, how many books? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, right? Okay, 11 books. If we can help lead the saints in 10 years to read the life studies two a week, we would have done much in anchoring the saints and building up a constitution in the saints of this ministry, the best in life and truth, by reading the life studies. Now, the other ones, some of them are just excellent life studies, outstanding, but we just don't have the time. You know, in Irvine, we just finished reading 1 Corinthians life study. Oh my goodness. 1 Corinthians life studies, it's just amazing. Unbelievable. I mean, I cannot tell you, begin to tell you. 2 Corinthians, I mean, on the ministry of reconciliation, on the whole New Testament ministry, I cannot begin to tell you. So on and so forth. Even in the Old Testament, life studies. Even Acts. Some of you may remember Acts. It's just wonderful, wonderful. Okay. So let's come back, turn back, and please turn with me to the, not the first page, but the second, page 3, in how to lead the saints into the life studies and recovery version. Now, brothers, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Because we have a burden to build up the local churches, which means to build up the saints. And one of the most important area in building up the saints is to build them up in truth. In truth. The church is the pillar and base of the truth. So it's not good enough just a few brothers are knowledgeable of the truth, but all the saints, all men should come to the full knowledge of the truth. And we have much truth among us. We have many, many publications among us. Where do we start? A lot of saints, they don't know where to start. And over time, we have found that this reading of the life studies, which you will see, Brother Lee, promoted to the third heavens, if I may say so, back in the 80s, along with the recovery version, is really, really the best way, entry point, for all the saints to get into the Word of God through this wonderful exposition or interpretation of this Word. And so, for constitution in truth, not only so, let me tell you, for even constitution in life, hence it's called the life studies for a reason. You know, in the Christianity, we have commentaries, we have expositions that are mostly on the side of doctrines and teachings. Then on this side, you have devotionals and books like that. That is a little bit more on the life side. Let me tell you, this set combines the two. Combines the two. Truth and life, life and truth, you get it all in one pill. Yeah? You get it all at once. This is just marvelous. And even though Brother Lee got onto the crystallization study, he went on to the high peak. Of course, that is a very, very important thing. But we're talking about the general education and building a base in all the saints of life and truth. To me, you cannot beat the life studies. You cannot beat the life studies. It's a place to start. Now, this ministry of Brother Witness Lee has been very much maligned and opposed, and even among some saints, misunderstood and underappreciated. at the risk of, as they say, putting someone on the pedestal or exalting a man, which we have been repeatedly accused of doing, which is not what we're doing, I must tell you that the ministry of Witness Lee, and I'm not even saying Watchman Nee right now, okay, follow me. I'm just talking about Witness Lee, is at the very least an unusual ministry in church history. And I would take it further to say that very likely, and because I don't have the full assurance, no one has that, that no one has interpreted the word or has spoken to this depth in the scripture regarding the central vision of God, like Witness Lee in church history since the apostles' time. Now that is one gigantic statement that could offend some people. And I'm fully cognizant of that. But I'm not speaking to outside people, I'm speaking to you, because I'm concerned that even among us, you don't see this. You say, this is great, this is wonderful, I like it. But you still don't see the value, the position that this ministry occupy in church history. Now, when you see it, you will say, how can I be born at this time? And that's why, like this morning, I would say, how can I get to be so close to this person who is not only the minister of this age, which he is, but I would say he is a top minister of the word in history. And he will tell you, as he has done, that he didn't just stand in some mountain and some angel Moroni showed up. Revelation don't come in that way. All right? He will tell you that he stand totally firmly on the shoulders of Watchman Nee. He will give all the credit. And this is only right. And that Brother Nee stands on the shoulder because he was such an avid reader of books and with a gift of discernment to filter out all the, you know what I mean, the bones, and leaving the meat. He read all the Christian classics of the West, and particularly those from the 19th century from England, the source of England. And it's universally agreed that in the 1800s, that's when the truth in the Word just broke forth in a torrent of light through the brethren like Nelson, John Darby, and others, his contemporaries, and others who are not the brethren movement in areas of the great truth concerning Christ, concerning the body of Christ, and so on, in the matter of types and figures, interpretation of the Old Testament, in prophecy, of course, and so on and so forth, in the Bible. Never have men seen such light since the apostles' days. The church fathers in the first few centuries were given to war against various heresies. You know that. That's why they had the councils and all of these. And they built up this thing called theology, the study of the Trinity, of the, we call it the triune God, and so forth. But we all know that even the whole Bible, the New Testament, was not canonized until later on. So there are many things, as Brother Lee told us, that they have not seen, even these church fathers. Like, Christ is the life-giving spirit. Like, the seven spirits. They have not seen these things. And without these things, you don't have a consummation. You don't have an end. You don't have a conclusion. So these were great theologians, you know, these, you know, I told the brothers, I'm so fond of this quote by Augustine, but you go back to read his City of God, and then come back and read Brother Lee's interpretation of the New Jerusalem to the Lord seekers. There's no comparison. No comparison. But we need to realize that this ministry didn't spring out from the rocks overnight. It is a all-inheriting ministry. Every age, the minister of that age inherit from the past age and went further. Just as me standing here, imagine there are 10 brothers standing on my shoulders. I can see that far, but the 10th brother on top of me will see a lot further. That's the difference. And Brother Lee is up there. Martin Luther may be down here, right? You understand what I'm saying. Without these forebears, we would not be seeing this much. But without these ones, like our brother, we would not be what? I would say we're seeing into the New Jerusalem. Amen. That far. Amen. That far. Talk about writing a hymn. My next hymn writing is From Bethlehem to New Jerusalem. They both end in EM, so the rhyme is very good. Bethlehem to the New Jerusalem. From the little town, old little town of Bethlehem, all the way to that holy city, New Jerusalem. That span. Matthew 1, Revelation 22. Brothers, do you see this? Today, we see it. We see it. Number one. Number two, this ministry is well balanced. It's not only all inheriting, it is well balanced. It is not imbalanced. There's a lot of ministers and a lot of ministries in the past that are not balanced, unfortunately. They just emphasize this or emphasize that without that critical balance that is needed. And in other words, everything in its place. Nothing that is not balanced. Now, that is not an easy thing to accomplish. So, the emphasis or the de-emphasis are all proper. I mean, without this ministry, we'll all be going after these crazy marginal fringe stuff and think that's very important when they're actually leaves. More than leaves. But he holds on to the trunk. But we still need the leaves and the branches in a very balanced way. That's the second thing. This ministry is also all-inclusive. It does not just, you know, like Jeff, the Jeffersonian Bible, you know. He just cuts out what he doesn't like, you know. That's the Jefferson Bible. No, everything is taken, everything is interpreted. It includes A to Z, everything. Read the conclusion, right? You have time, read the conclusion of the life studies. Now, that is a very tiring job. I mean, it's like, you just read the outline, it'll take you an hour, you know? It is so, so inclusive and exhaustive. It's unbelievable. And it didn't come overnight. Brothers, it didn't come overnight. So, and I would even say this ministry is all consummating. Not even just all inheriting, but all consummating. It brings us to the end. And that is the New Jerusalem, which is the consummation of all of God's work, all of God's plan, and even a consummation of the divine Trinity himself. He is consummated in that city. Now go find me a book anywhere that tells you this. And finally, last but not least, this ministry looks at everything from the lens, through the lens of God's economy. Now this is huge. This is huge. God's economy, God's divine economy. Now I think even just to say this should convince you. Almost in a sense, you don't need to go anywhere else. You know, people say, you don't read other people's stuff. Well, you come to my library. Okay, I'll show you what I have. But the thing is, all that stuff, the good stuff, are all here. And all the not so good stuff is not here. Because if you're not careful, you read that, you don't know what's good and what's bad. You're taking some good, and you're also taking some poison. That's how it is. So, Brother Lee, when he was alive, he said, I have a hard time promoting this because I gave these messages. But he said, you won't promote it. So it forced me to be a fool to promote my own goods, you know? Now he's dead. And I, for one, am a shameless promoter of this ministry. Because I know what is good for you and what's good for the churches. Amen. These riches, these unsearchable riches in this ministry, is not just given to feed the present local churches, but all of God's children. Amen. Not everyone will appreciate it. No, the vast majority will not. Just as they don't appreciate other ministries, not just this one. But those who have a heart to see, to overcome, to be the Lord's overcomers, should have a taste and appetite for this treasure. For this treasure. The heavy lifting, so to speak, has been done by our brother. You don't need to go and buy your concordance or what? Your Dean Alford set? Or because most of us don't have that kind of time. But you can read the life studies. Amen. It is more than reasonable, more than easy, if you build it up as a habit. And here's the crucial word, three words. Number one, habit. Number two, custom. Number three, culture. Our explicit burden in Northern California as part of the Lord's work of revival, of restoration, of renewal, is to build this habit, which habit will become a custom, and which custom will become a culture, a lasting culture among us, and that is one of reading and pursuing the Word with the help of this ministry. All right? Now, besides the life studies, there are many other things to read. The volumes of collected works, first by Brother Nee and then by Brother Lee, will take a lifetime, probably, or many, many years. The whole set in a box of the High Peak, you know, that set, will take a lot of work to chew because they are harder to chew. They are German bread, right? As Brother Lee said, they are hard bread. It'll take time to really appreciate them. Not just a young saint, they cannot appreciate them that well. All right, so this is the reason why, brothers, we have this burden to promote a region-wide practice of reading two life studies a week for the next 10 years And we like to see as many saints as possible do this. Now, if there can be one out of two saints that will do it, I think that would be very, very wonderful. Or even one out of three saints would do it, that would be quite wonderful. But I like to charge you, brothers, all of us, if you mean business to take a proper lead in your church, you mean business to build up your local church, I must tell you, this diet is indispensable, as far as I'm concerned. This diet. I see some brothers, good brothers, in the meetings. District brothers, responsible brothers, they stand up, and I know they haven't read. And even some saints know they haven't read, and they have to take the lead. They have to teach. They have to give a word. What word do you give? You are not constituted. You have not got into these riches, and you have to lead the church. What kind of leadership are you providing? I like to question. What kind of leadership? We lead. God leads us by his speaking. Amen. The church is led by his word. And so we need this word to constitute us. And the key is by accumulation. Accumulation. Don't trust a kind of a cramming. Trust in a regular process of accumulation. That means regular reading. Rain or shine. And not only so, when I say reading, I don't mean read the Bible kind of reading, which is just kind of perusing. This kind of reading have to have an element of study. I don't mean deep study, but study. Because you have to retain it. You have to remember it. Truth lodges in our being in points, in doctrine. You know, truth is conveyed by doctrine. And doctrine is conveyed in points. And so, in the long run, this truth will be our nourishment. Our long-term nourishment. But only if it is constituted in you. It is in your memory. It is in your being. And so, accumulation is the key. The slow, regular, and thorough intake of this ministry will change us. 500 life studies, Brother Lee say, will make you an excellent believer. 1984, let's say 2,000 messages right here. Half of this is 1,000 messages. Roughly the 11 books, about that. That means it's 2 times 500. That means it will make you an excellent believer twice. Amen. Isn't this exciting? Amen. Brothers, this should be a joy. This should be a jubilee. Amen. This should not be some kind of heavy-duty burden that's so depressing. No, this, my goodness, the food, the abundance of riches, brothers, we need to not deprive the saints in our locality of these riches. Just letting them sit on some bookshelf or in the book room somewhere. That is absolutely unfair. All right, look at this. I won't get into the verses. Look at the outline with me. Okay, this time I want you to read. Okay? Okay, read one. Two things. Recovery version with the footnotes and the life studies. A, please read.
To present the truth, to bring you into the truth.
B,
to minister the life supply, to give you much nourishment.
C, I can tell you that's exactly what I experience every day. No debris. You know, the other day, my wife and I got on the freeway. It was weird because there's not a car. This is 405. What happened? We thought, you know, when you see this, you just feel like, is there a rapture just took place or something? Well, it turned out CHP behind was stopping all the cars a mile down the road, you know, some accident, something. You know, they do this kind of thing. And so we were on this freeway in midday 405, like we can go 100 miles an hour. It's no car. It's a great feeling. Brothers, tell the saints they can drive like this. No debris, no policemen. You know what I mean. No obstacle. My brothers, this truth highway is ours. It is ours. Why not? Why not? Okay. All right. D, please read.
To open up the books of the Bible, to open up the mind in the Bible, to expose the treasures so it is easy for you to dig out the treasures.
Go back and read this to the saints. Tell them how wonderful this is. You know, what I'm doing is just, the mind has been identified already. What I'm doing is just to dive into the mind and explore the riches there. It's just wonderful. And you got problem? The footnote will help you solve that problem. Okay, two, please read. We need to see the way to get into the recovery version with the footnotes and the letters. A, read. Amen. B. See, it's about the Bereans. You know, the Bereans are more noble than the Thessalonians because even the women in Berea examine Paul speaking and compare them with the scriptures daily. They're noble. And I tell you, the church, local churches should be the most noble Christian group, if there's one. And yet, sorry to say, many saints don't have this kind of a heart for the Word of God, which is interpreted for us even. All right? C, please read. Memorize. Some footnotes are even turned into songs by some saints. And I tell you, I live and die by the footnotes. Me. I live and die by it. It's that simple. All right? All credit. I give all credit to this. Okay, D. Speak by speaking to one another and to all people and by the prophesying in the meeting. We will allow God to flow through us and out of us to be life to others. You see, if you don't have this, what are you going to speak in the meeting? I don't know. Or your speaking will be a poor speaking. That the saints, they want more, but you cannot supply them because you didn't get into these things adequately. Okay, E, with companions.
By pursuing with companions, you will teach and encourage one another and continue steadfastly in the apostle teaching.
How do we continue steadfastly in the apostle teaching? This is one way, practical way, to read this ministry. And especially here with the life studies, with companions. We have the 2 and 3. One thing you can do with the 2 and 3 is, in fact, this week's 2 messages. That's a great subject. Ezekiel, right? Let's talk about Ezekiel. Don't talk about all the nonsense. Talk about Ezekiel. Speak to one another. Amen. We'll all be healthy people.
Amen.
F. daily, oh, I think all these are worth using your pink, red, blue. All these are the key ways to practice these things. And brothers, I'm speaking to you so that you can speak to the saints. You can use this to promote to the saints. Have a little conference, a weekend conference of two meetings locally to promote this. You see? Okay, now turn to the last point, three. Please read. The church life and meetings being strengthened and enriched by the saints' daily pursuit. I think our brother mentioned that somewhere in Texas, they even practice, they have one life study in the commode, you know. You have nothing to do there, you know, commode. And one in the, nightstand, and one in the living room, and one here, one there. Everywhere you turn, you get into the Word. Working saints, you were there, right? In that camp, did I not impress you how the Word is everything? Amen. The Word, you know, the Word is what's going to keep the church clean and sanctified. Amen. And undefiled and unworldly. Amen. All the things that are trying to creep into the church life, you cannot fend it off except by the Word. Amen. So help the saints to love the Word and get into the Word and study this ministry. It will make them a happy Christian. Amen. And a holy, live a holy Christian life. Amen. For the Lord. Okay? All right, A, please read. We need to get into the Word in our personal time.
I need the Holy Word, the Holy Bible, life studies, and recovery version. And then bring the church meetings into such a rich and living way.
So, along with the life studies is the recovery version. It's the recovery version, right? And they are compendium, or what do you call it? Companion publications. And these footnotes in here are actually mostly from the life studies, condensed and gleaned and selected. So actually, this is an abridged recovery version. Abridged life study. The abridged life studies is right here in this book. But this has the biblical text, which makes a difference. Because the life study is a study book by book, which is another thing that is great about the life studies. It's not topical. Now, we need to study the truth in a topical manner, but I tell you, nothing beats studying the Bible book by book. I think some of the best life studies are when we see why Paul wrote that book. He didn't just throw a bunch of concepts together and come up with an epistle. He was addressing a need. He had a theme. He had a thought. He had an argument. And he discoursed it. My, when you see that, oh my, the light that will come on. It's unbelievable, brothers. Book by book. Okay, let's go on. B. Filled up with the truth. We will speak something by either preaching the gospel, teaching the truth, or ministering life. In this way, the ministry will become the content of our speech. Shepherding, gospel preaching. That should be the way. When we're so full, we'll be speaking. We don't need to say, witnessly said that, witnessly said that. Brother Lee, tell us, don't say witnessly said anything. Say, the Bible says that. The Bible says that. But because you got the good deal, you got the interpretation from a helper called Witness Lee, so you know what the Bible says, right? And this should flood our teaching, our speaking, our shepherding. Today, if you take away the ministry, I have nothing to say, basically. I have nothing to say. See, this proper diet will kill all the germs in the church on the negative side and make the saints healthy and strong. Tell the saints, do you want to be healthy? Do you want to be a strong believer?
Amen.
Do this. Read this, the word. Read the ministry. D, the Holy Word with the Spirit as the content does everything for the church. It produces the church, builds up the church, heals the wound, swallows all kind of darkness, and nourishes, strengthens, and enriches. What more can we say? It does everything. Have you been healed by reading a life study? I have. I mean, really, my heart got healed. Some problem I have, just by reading, done away. Now you say that's magic. That's no magic. It's life.
Amen.
It's the truth.
Amen.
It's God.
Amen.
Oh, the saints will be, your church will be a happy church, a healthy church, a productive church. You will see it.
Amen.
Okay, don't take my word. You will see it.
Amen.
Well, you have to take my word, right? You will see it. But let us do it first, and we lead the saints into it. E, 1 Corinthians 14:26, which says, whenever we come together, each has a psalm, a teaching, a revelation, indicating that before coming to the meeting, we should have something ready. In such a way, we should bring the surplus to the meeting in the homes and on the Lord's Day. So on the Lord's Day, what you read in the life study, you bring to the meeting. Or the Holy Word for the morning revival, for that matter.
Amen.
Just bring. Actually, in the prophesying meeting, I feel we have been a bit narrow. You can only speak from the Holy Word for morning revival. But the Word is broad. You have a psalm, I have a revelation, you have a teaching. Why not? Now, we need to be cognizant of the flow of the Spirit in any meeting. Of course, we need to do that. But let the saints bring their top 10. To exhibit the surplus. All right? Okay, F. By preparing ourselves for the meetings, by getting into the Word and the messages which help us to enter into the truth, the meeting will serve a dual purpose, to nourish the saints and for the long run to educate the saints. At the time when this was spoken, that was before the prophesying meeting practice. We have a ways to go on our prophesying meeting to achieve these objectives. But brothers, content. I'm emphasizing content. First, you need something to bring. And this something is only found in the Word and in the interpreted Word. Okay, G. If we live such a life, there will surely be increased by the growth in life and the knowledge of the truth. H, we should bring all the saints in the churches in the Lord's recovery into the practice of carefully reading one or two life studies messages each week. If we do this over the long term, the saints will make
much progress in all areas.
Over 10 years ago, we started in Irvine 2005. This is our 11th year. In a 20-year program to read through all the life studies, this is where we got the idea of two messages a week from Brother Lee. Slow, but he said, take the way of the tortoise who eventually win the race, rather than the rabbit or hare who just go in spurts, stop and go. He lost the race. All right. Are you convinced?
Amen.
Yes or no?
Amen.
I think some of you need to do it yourself to get the benefit. Then you can tell a better story, more convincing story. Really. We're all busy, but two messages is possible. Now quickly, turn with me to the first page. This is printed in March 2005 when we first helped the church to get into this. By the way, we didn't practice that well in the number of saints that read, because those who read, and those who don't read still don't read. We need to expand the percentage and introduce the life study to those who have no idea about the life study. You have to sell this to them. You know, the older saints, they know the benefit, so they read it anyway. But we want to spread this to those who don't have that kind of a appreciation yet. Okay? Daily reading the recovery version of the Bible with footnotes, reading the life studies, and memorizing of the scriptures. Content. First is to Bible reading. The church will continue to read the Old and New Testament recovery version with footnotes as printed in the church's weekly fellowship newsletter. We're still doing that. Two pages, we go by page, not chapters. Two pages of the Old Testament and one page of the New Testament every day. And you see, this is a very, very good practice to build up. Life study reading, the church will begin to read the life study of the Bible with the book of Romans. The book of Romans is the basic book on the Christian life and church life and the first life study training given in the USA in 1974. Three, scripture memorization. The church will memorize two or three scriptures, verses from the life study messages per week. I'll get into that. This is not a requirement, but if the saints can do it, this is a wonderful, wonderful habit. Schedule. One, a weekly reading schedule of the Bible, Roman life study messages. It will be provided to everyone who signs up for this truth pursuit program. Now, you need to decide. The kind of a signing up would be good for accountability. But you need to decide in your church what you want to do. We like to see it as a program. Two, Bible reading will continue, presented in weekly fellowship. I mentioned this already. With breaks consistent with life study reading. So forget about it. We didn't do that. We're not doing that now. It's hard to synchronize everything. Three, life study reading will cover two messages, Romans per week, with breaks during trainings, major conferences at the end of each milestone. We do that. Give the saints some breaks. Milestones will be at 12 to 13 week intervals, approximately equal to a quarter of a year. Four milestones per year will be reflected in the church's schedule. We actually make a schedule, and we will try to put together such schedule for all the churches to follow here in Northern California. Time commitment will be approximately a half hour per day, allowing 15 minutes a day for each for reading of the Bible and the life study messages. So, 5-10 minutes for reading your Bible and 15-20 minutes for reading that portion of the life study for that day. It could be a half of a life study, it could be a third of a life study, depending on the length. Daily habit and scheduled time in reading the Bible and the ministry is the most important thing to the saint's success in this program. Endurance and longevity is the key. Tell the saints it's not about how you feel, it's about a habit of eating, of ingesting these healthy food. Helps. We're going to have a special study guide in this form based on principles of studying the truth presented in the ministry. It will be provided in a small booklet. This is a sampler. Reminders to those who have internet access will be sent via email. Still today, every week we get an email from the church, and we'll be able to track our progress on a website. All the saints who are serious, we give them all these tools to help them to be accountable. Three, website. The saints will, with additional time, we choose to create a customized schedule online using the newly created recovery version reading website called readinghisword.com. This is still available to the saints. This is mainly about reading not the life study, but the Bible, if you want to customize your own reading. Incentives. Companionship in truth pursuit will provide mutual encouragement in the form of fellowship groups, saints who meet regularly to read and fellowship over the ministry to keep one another motivated. working brothers at lunchtime, mothers during the day, students on campus. Basically, this will go along with the twos or three practice. Next, recognition will be given at the end of each milestone by providing those who participate the opportunity to present what they enjoy from that section. Such an exhibition will testify to what these saints have received, encourage them to continue their truth pursuit, and simultaneously stir up the other saints to pursue the truth. Such times will be after corporate Lord's table in the evening or in a second session on the Lord's Day morning. So, brothers, in your locality, you have to enterprise. You have to take this program very seriously, because out of sight, out of mind, if it is not in front of the face of the saints, they may forget it. So you use these quarterly times, take a Lord's Day morning after the Lord's table, let the saints speak on these things, and give a word of encouragement, because this is your daily food, brothers. This is not some regional conference or recovery-wide conference. This is about your church, your family, how to keep them eating properly. Lastly, rewards will be given to those who have successfully completed a course of study or a milestone. In addition, those outstanding achievement for an entire year will receive a more substantial reward. We give away Bibles. We give away a set of books. We still do that to help the saints to incentivize them. Materials. Saints participating in the program are encouraged to purchase a printed life study message of Romans. Now, today, many read them on their devices. We cannot control that. But still, I personally feel reading a printed copy is just not the same. A prepaid order can be placed with the church book room. They should order them immediately to ensure books are available, etc. Alternatively, saints may purchase the entire life study of Bible of each book in the LSM publications, whatever the current way of doing that may be. And then saints participating in the program must be in the possession, of course, of the Recovery Version Bible, English or Chinese or Korean or Spanish. Okay, now practical points. Saints interested in participating in the program should complete a sign-up card and turn it into the book room with any book prepayments. This is just in our local church. You have to figure out what is the best way for your situation. Saints who are already in the habit of reading the ministry can follow their own schedule. We don't want to force everyone to conform. So some are already very advanced. They're doing different things. They can still go on. Okay. All right. I think that is good enough. Now turn to the next to the last page. These are just helpful hints, helpful points in studying a message. First, in that short period of time, pray and open to the Lord. By the way, brothers, I am really declaring war against the wasting of time. Because the enemy is using time. The time will be used by somebody. He's using time to defile us, to defeat us, to distract us, and to degrade us. It's already being used that way among the saints because of time spent on unprofitable things. We are not trying to fight for the saints' time merely to come to meetings. That too. We're fighting for their daily time with the Lord, their daily intake of His Word, and their daily reading of the ministry. We're fighting for that because we know they will be a better Christian at the end of the day. They'll be a much more useful brother or sister, and surely they'll be more happy and healthier. And this would save them also from the world. So, first, pray to open to the Lord. Every time we come to the Word, we need to just first open and pray. Not for a long time, just a few sentences of prayer to get into the Spirit. Second, read the titles and subtitles of the message to get an overview of the content. You may just kind of flip through what is the subject of that message and the subtitles, the subheadings. Number three, read and pray, read the verses. You may not have that kind of a time, but you may want to read the portion that belongs to that message. All right? Fourth, try to identify, and if you have no time to read the word, you just have time to read the life study, it's okay. But it's better to know, you know, the scriptural passage upon which this life study is based. Okay, fourth, try to identify the main point covering each verse and as outlined in the title and subtitles. The title and subtitles are there to guide you in the studying of the verses. Therefore, you must know how they relate. Actually, the title and subtitles are the outlines. Actually, that's what they are. Fifth, read the text of the message section by section and underline the crucial points related to the title or corresponding subtitle. It's always good to have your highlighter or a pen or pencil just to underscore and underline what inspires you, what touches you, what you see as important. Seventh, write one or two sentences to summarize each section. That's if you have the time. I don't do that, but my wife does that. Just on the side, what do you call it, margin? Something touches you, you write some points, or something that remind you of another place in the Bible, you may write some notes, your personal notes. This is a good practice, yeah? Eight, at the end of the message, write a conclusion summarizing it. Well, if you have the time, at the bottom, there's always some white space in the life study. Just write something of a conclusion, something that you have gotten from your reading. Ninth, pray with the content of the message that will help you to assimilate the main points. You can do it at other times while you're walking, while you're doing other things. Let that, what you read, percolate within you. That helps you in the digestion. 10, speak to others about what you have seen. You may use the prophesying time. Other times, with those who are close to you, let us... Dear brothers, shall we? Let's fill our church life with the Word of God.
Amen.
And not all this nonsensical, unprofitable speech about things that really will pass away very quickly. And it defiles you in the meantime. Let's fill our church life with His Word. You know, these songs that I'm writing, I better not show you. I have my notes here. I have many, many, many notes that sometimes after and my exercise, I have a lot of thoughts. I just write it down. And there are many, many points I have accumulated over months and years of inspiration from the Lord on different matters. And these all become the very source of inspiration for a lot of these hymns, So I'm making the point, brothers, we need to fill our mind with the Word.
Amen.
We need to fill our heart with the hymns. We need to fill our being with the Lord.
Amen.
And that's how the church life should be.
Amen.
So please help the saints to do this, right? Help the saints into this. Okay, now finally, I'm done here. Some of these things that are there already here, and this is just a sample of a here. You know, you have in each back there. For you, everyone will get a little book like this, and in the back there. For each message, we have three questions, just like this training. This is to help them, the saints, to focus. And by answering those questions, they can really be studying it and not just reading them like a magazine or a newspaper. So I won't take the time. But all those who want to pursue or get into this program, we will have this available to them in all the churches. All this is done for you, and you just have to do it. Okay, I think I better stop here. I think some brothers, I don't know, would like to say a word or two, also to strengthen this burden with the rest of the time. How do you feel about this, brothers?
Amen.
You say, oh, we are so busy, you're going to kill us with yet another burden on the saints. Well, it all depends how you look at it. If it's a burden, if eating breakfast is a burden, I feel very sorry for you. To me, eating is not a burden. It's a delight. Right? This morning, before I came here, I didn't eat breakfast. Not because I got up late, because this hotel is so slow. So I said, forget about it. So I'm feeling it now. You know. Brothers, eating is a delight.
Amen.
Reading the life study is a joy.
Amen.
Don't present it like a burden. Yes, it's a program. You need endurance and all of this. Brothers, in the end, what is it? Exercise unto godliness will bring you profit. What? Not only in this life, and also in the life that is to come. This has so present and eternal value. I stop here.